From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The arrest of Trinidad's most wanted man has implications for the country's drugs trade. Speculation in Barbados that the government's traditional trade union links are about to be damaged. And a suggestion on how to make CARICOM meetings more relevant to the regional man in the street. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's most wanted criminal, Nankisoon Boodram, alias Dole Chady, was captured this morning by a team of soldiers on the southwestern coast of Trinidad. Believed to be one of the country's main drug dealers, Chady has been on the run for several years, despite a warrant for his arrest on a murder charge. Tony Fraser reports on Chady's arrest and its implications for Trinidad and Tobago's sizable illegal drugs trade.
As seems to be coming fashionable now, Chady was first taken after his capture to the office of the Minister of National Security, Mr. Russell Huggins. The minister was, however, at a cabinet meeting, and Chady then had to be taken to police headquarters. 2 weeks ago, Mario Pedro, alias Chiny, an alleged hitman said to be in the pay of Chady and other drug dealers, gave himself up to the army and insisted then that he see Mr. Huggins before his arrest. Chady's name figured very prominently in the infamous 1986 Scott drug report, which attempted to probe the traffic in narcotics. But for a long time, the police seemed either incapable of or unable to find sufficient evidence to arrest and charge this alleged mastermind behind the purchase and sale of cocaine. Up until news time, Chady was being interrogated at police headquarters with his attorney, Vernon De Lima, present. Chady is expected to be charged with the murder of Sinclair McMillan, a taxi driver who was transporting other underworld figures when he was shot at from a passing car. As in the case of the alleged gunman, Chiny, speculation has it that Chady could be seeking to turn state witness in exchange for the names of persons said to be in the big financiers of the drug trade here. Thing is, Chady is himself said to be one of the barons. The new PNM government in Port of Spain has committed itself, come what may, says Prime Minister Manning, to cracking a sizable and violent drug trafficking group. The arrest of Chady is one of the biggest happenings yet. From Port of Spain, Tony Fraser for BBC Caribbean Report.
And we understand that Dole Chady has just been formally charged. Speculation is rife in Barbados that senior regional trade unionist Leroy Trotman plans to resign from the ruling Democratic Labour Party over government's economic programme. Many of his supporters believe Mr. Trotman plans to sit in Parliament as an independent. This follows his growing criticism of the decline of the regional trade union movement. Sandra Baptiste reports.
The rumours followed an announcement by Mr. Trotman during last week's budget debate that he had written the Prime Minister a personal letter on government's economic policies. Mr. Trotman, General Secretary of the powerful Barbados Workers' Union and leader of the coalition of trade unions which took to the streets to protest government's 8% pay cut and austerity measures back in 1991, did not elaborate on the contents of the letter to the Prime Minister. Major reports state that the fiery trade unionist has already told his constituents that he has resigned from the DLP and is being urged to reconsider his position. But Mr. Trotman, who is also president of the Caribbean Congress of Labour and the wider International Confederation of Free Trade Unions, won't confirm or deny the reports. Mr. Trotman voted in support of last week's budget, which included a 2-year wage freeze as part of a new incomes policy, but he gave notice that the wage freeze will not automatically have the support of the labour movement, and that the 8% pay cut, in particular the constitutional aspect, is far from settled. The veteran trade unionist took the opportunity while addressing a labour seminar this week to underscore his concerns that trade unions worldwide are being marginalised.
Part of the language you'll be hearing and part of the reports you will get will be the reports that will say that the ILO has served its usefulness and that it needs to be restructured and leave the matter of standards and setting things like minimum wages to the market, because the concern should be to get as many people employed as possible.
If Mr. Trotman does in fact resign from the DLP, it will be seen as a break in long-standing ties between the BWU and the DLP. And if he does become an independent, he'll be following in the footsteps of his predecessor, Sir Frank Walcott. The BWU General Secretary says he plans to break his silence in a few days, and it's widely expected that he will speak with the press before the end of this week. If not, when Parliament meets next week, it'll be interesting to see just where he's sitting.
That report from Sandra Baptiste. As regional leaders flew home today at the end of their intersessional meeting in Dominica, there's a suggestion that they should open up their regular discussions. The final communique indicated heads of government concerns for democracy in Haiti, the environment, debt, relations with the United States, and other recurring issues. Several non-governmental organizations attended the conference site in the hope of swaying the CARICOM agenda over to bread-and-butter issues. One NGO representative is suggesting a way of making such CARICOM meetings more relevant to the man in the street. Atherton Martin is a resource person with the Caribbean Policy Development Center, a group which represents 22 regional NGOs.
As long as we continue to limit these discussions to the same persons, the technocrats and the professionals and the heads of government and their advisors,